So I just wanted to talk a little bit about colour and the different types of colours that are available. And if you actually work with Photoshop or Illustrator, which I know many people want that actually listen to this, then you'll be aware of some of the slightly different ones. To use a hue and saturation and a couple of others are ones that you just use for tweaking, but the basic ones that people know of are RGB, red, green, and blue, and CMYK, cyan, magenta, yellow, black, and there's also Pantones. So I just wanted to run through the colors but touch on Pantones because recently I've been working on a logo that needed to have Pantone colors. And when you're using colours, the basics go as RGB is what the computer's screen runs off, and it's a wide class as a web colour. So when I'm doing the web design stuff, then you would use RGB. But even then, the web design, when you're using RGB, gets transferred once the website's live into a different type of color coding, so that the internet and the coding, the code recognizes the color, and when the code recognizes the color, it recognizes it through hexadecimals, and the hexadecimals pop up in three pairs, so there's six digits, and then they vary. So FF, FF, FF would be, if I'm right, that should be black, which means that 00000 would be white. And that the numbers are based on almost like a 1010 kind of a Morse code style fashion. Coming back to the RGBs then, so then you would use that for just computer display, and most people just use that naturally, and that's quite a basic bit, and that leads to the web design. But then on a printing front, if you're not visually seeing something on a screen, then you it could be CMYK visualized, but chances are it'd still be through the eyes of RGB. But you could set a document up as a CMYK, and the point of that would be so that it would be compatible and slightly more accurate for printers to print. And all printers use the it doesn't matter if they're digital copies or laser prints that you're doing, or screen prints for t-shirts, then you would still be using a CMYK to get the maximum capacity of the multiple number of shades. You have many more shades and colours that are available to you, yeah, than in comparison to RGB. And I think that as an overall should be enough to sort of describe what colours are as simply as I can, although it doesn't sound simple now that I've said it. And I think the Pantone system comes in place now, where you then start to ask, like you would with CMYK, to say RGB is not good enough for printing, I need to use CMYK. You'd now be asking yourself, well, how accurate is CMYK? I would like every single thing to be that shade of red, and every printer, every computer is slightly different in some way, shape, or form, regardless. So I think to understand that, and then to say, well, let's try and make a colour that is universal, and then that's what you would use is a Pantone. That's what Pantones are used for. So I've had to colour pick some reds and blues and greens and yellows, and those colours that I choose for Pantones would then go to the printer so that they would be printed in that way. But whether you're doing a business card, letterhead, or a large sign, absolutely anything, the shades would always be the same. There would be no change in the colouring, and they should be perfectly matched. This is what a Pantone's for. But then if it's that good, then obviously it's going to come at a cost as well. Not just any cost, but a cost per Pantone. But if you want the perfect print job, then Pantones is certainly the way forward.